on behalf of Monique and her co-conspirators, Barb and Jen, it's my great privilege to welcome you to this evening's celebration. My name's Andrew Woff. I've known Mono for about 15 years, a bit more. Probably an acquaintance for a while now, a firm friend. I'm a pastor and spiritual director, and I'm incredibly honoured to be here tonight. I think a launch like this is more about the celebration of the community than it is about the words that we throw at it. Nevertheless, at a time like this, there are things to say. Well, look, for my part, all I really want to do is three brief things. I want to give you just a little bit of a traveller's guide to this resource so you know what it is, in fact, that we are celebrating tonight. I know some of you will already be quite intimately familiar with the material, but some of you may not be, and so I'd like to just give you a few signposts for that journey. And then I'd like to offer you two very brief reflections, things that my own interaction with this material have aroused in me. I'd like to offer them as part of all of our journey into engaging with this material. So, Fragments of Home, the multi-DVD resource set, consists of a number of things. Firstly, you'll find on the back cover two DVDs which actually take you through largely the material of Mono's book, Fragments of Home, but done in segments with Mono telling the story and then reflecting on some of the important themes that existed in that part of her journey. It also consists of one music CD of all of the music material that is relevant to the theme of each chapter within this resource. There's also this fabulous comprehensive facilitator handbook, which is basically to offer guidelines for a 20-week small group program with adult survivors of sexual abuse. So its overall primary purpose is to provide safe spaces where adult abuse survivors can move from isolation into forming community, where there can then be a process of validation and the emergence of each person's own ongoing pathway of healing. But I think the resource offers more than just that. I think for anybody whose work is in the area of forming supportive relationships with other people, teachers, pastors, church leaders, therapists, counsellors, I think this is just quite a unique resource offering story, insight, reflection, wisdom, and inviting a deeper understanding of the dynamics of what the journey of from abuse to healing can be about. Just a little bit more specifically about the 20 guided sessions for a recovery process. In this facilitator handbook, there is literally a step-by-step guide through 20 sessions. 16 of them are content based on the various sections of Mono's book, Fragments of Home. But then after each four, there is an additional session which offers an opportunity for further reflection and consolidation so that people who are on this fairly arduous journey aren't jumping through new material every week. You just drop anchor every fifth week and do some much more intentional reflection. Each of the sessions in this book provides a clear statement of aims and themes and background reading, some well-presented activities for helping people to come in and become present to their own journey and the experience of the group. Monique shares through the DVD some of her own experience at different phases on her journey. There's an opportunity then for group participants to bounce off that by telling bits of their own story. Monique does some reflection on some of the helpful pathways toward healing in that particular part of her journey. There's an extended opportunity for group conversation, and at the end, the possibility of people spending some time journaling, winding down, beginning ready to conclude that session and move back into the week. There's also a wonderfully helpful bunch of guidelines for facilitators who lead this kind of process. Some of the themes are things like this: forgetting, trauma, shame, finding safe places and relationships, how on earth God relates to the experience of abuse, forgiveness, self-doubt, reconciliation. What about ongoing relationships with the abuser if they are still alive? Dissociation, pathways of healing, and moving toward healthy relationships, safe boundaries, body image, and emotional health. So you can see it covers a fantastic range of in this journey. So you'll find out a whole lot more when you grab your own copy and have a look through it. So to just two brief reflections that come from me. My first reflection, as I've engaged with this material twice now, firstly through reading the book and then through engaging with the DVDs, I've got to say, is one of lament. As wonderful as this resource is, it is also painfully confronting. I'd like to commend Mono on how it is presented. At no point does the resource require people to pay attention to the details of Monique's own individual experience of abuse. It doesn't have that voyeuristic quality that some of this material can develop. But my goodness, the chronicling of its effects, its impact, its tide of devastation in Monique's life is unbelievably confronting, especially to those of us who know and love her. The lament is simply that anyone should be subjected to so many years of deep personal and psychological trauma and anguish as they live through the destruction of their own personality. Now, this material does not at all propose a simplistic black and white view of sexual abuse. It doesn't portray survivors as goody-two-shoes angels and as of perpetrators as demonic. Rather, it actually points us to the fact that in all of us, both light and shadow exist. And the important thing are the choices that we make and the communities that hold us in safe places. Nevertheless, you can't talk about sexual abuse without identifying that this is a profoundly offensive experience. My wife Alice and I, as we've met the stories of people who've come through sexual abuse, have often talked about this. I'm no childhood development psychologist, but it just seems to me that in childhood there is a really important nexus between identity, sexuality, and the birth of trust. And it seemed to me for a long time that if you want to seriously lay waste to a human being, then sexually abusing them is a surefire way to go. It may be hidden from view in dark and secretive places of manipulation and lies, but in due course it will reap a harvest of profound destruction of the human personality. And we lament. But this is also a resource of overwhelming gratitude, because lament is not the end of this story. I think we kind of knew that all along by coming here tonight, really. Because Mono actually survived, and more than that, she grew. Through this resource, you meet some members of the honour roll of people who in various ways provided a safe holding environment within which Mono could befriend her own story, struggle with its implications, and begin to define her own journey toward healing. More than that, we discover that Mono is also able to understand and articulate the principles of healing from such deeply traumatized places. One of the elements I love about this resource is that in each of the reflection sessions, Monique is able to offer to us quite profound psychological and theological reflection, which provides some really healthy sounding posts for people who are walking the journey of abuse, of healing from the trauma of abuse. Even more than that, we discover that Mono on her journey began to find ways to help others on their own journey of healing through music and talking at speaking occasions and seminars and then a book. And now this resource, which perhaps more than any of the others, is to provide for pathways of healing of others who are called on walking this painful journey. So can you see that against all of the secrecy and darkness and lies, we move to embrace truth and healthy community and healing of the human psyche and personality. The capacity for somebody to take that journey is a fabulous gift of love. It's not finished business. Healing and recovery never is, but it is testimony to the light that still shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not put it out.